Chapter 9. The following morning, Jesus saying, "You're kidding," as he looks away from his father over towards Peter. "He's kidding, right? Dad, what do you expect me to do down there?" They're in the meadow that lies off the French windows behind God's desk, the place where the souls of toddlers and babies play. "Lead, inspire, help people."
"But how?"
"You did it before."
"It was a lot simpler then. Now their heads are full of so much crap. I mean, miracles. They believe I performed miracles. What am I meant to do about that?"
God places a hand on his son's shoulder and looks him squarely in the eye. "You are the Son of God. Speak the truth and people will listen. Roam the land. Gather disciples. Favor the underdog. Show them the error of their ways. Bring hope unto the hopeless and the wretched. Preach love, tolerance, justice, mercy, all the crap they've flushed down the shitter. Remind them of the value of community. Be nice. Teach them the importance of be nice."
"There's got to be another way."
God shakes his head, slides his arm around Jesus' shoulder, and together they walk the meadow.
"I remember the day you were born, son," God says. "They held you up to me, all covered in crap. Shit, you looked like a tray of lasagna. You had one eye screwed up shut, the other one looking right at me. I mean, right at me from across the room. Doctor said babies can't see anything beyond a few feet." "Doctors? Fuck do they know? Till about 15 minutes ago, they thought leeches were a good idea. Anyway, we made this eye contact. You're hanging there, all bloody as a blue steak, and I feel this connection like I'd never felt before."
God stops, takes Jesus gently by the shoulders, and turns him to look him in the eye.
"You are my treasure, son. A hair breaking on your head is like a saber in my fucking heart."
"Ah, Dad,"
Jesus says, looking away, off into the blue horizon, beginning to resign himself, beginning to say goodbye to the endless comfort and pleasure that surrounds him here, beginning to remember how it went the last time down there, how much they can hate.
"And make no mistake, they will hurt you down there."
God cannot sugarcoat it. He embraces his son and whispers close to his ear,
"But I will always be watching over you, and I will bring you back to me."
Man, it is hard to leave this place. On Earth, 32 years ago, somewhere in the American Midwest, the first week of April 1979, a virgin, God is old school, is just getting worried about what happened to her last period, wondering about why she's been throwing up the past few mornings. Jesus can feel his body beginning to dissolve as his father hugs him harder, all the billions of atoms within him coming apart, every single atom a tiny hymn, all the tiny hymns beginning to reconstitute themselves in that tiny knot growing in that Midwestern virgin's belly. April 1979. So she'll be due late December that year. God wants the boy to have gone through enough shit in time to be ready for the right opportunity to come along. Timing will be everything. Jesus is disappearing from his father's embrace now, disintegrating, vanishing back across time and space, coming together as a bubble in that soft, warm belly 3 decades before. God, who has been catching up with the great novelists of the 20th century, finds himself thinking of Nabokov's expression, "the tiny madman in his padded cell."